Hi, I'm Scott, and it's Azure Friday. So far, we've deployed from Git and GitHub. I've still got my GitHub application, and we saw before we had custom deployment scripts, and I could see the logging that happens when the site's being deployed. What about when the site's running? What kind of logging options do I have available?
Well, if your application uses standard .NET logging, there are various ways that you can get at those logs in Azure. So the simplest one is to use FTP and just download the files.
Okay.
And we can look at that, and then we can get fancier. There's also a way that you can stream those logs as they happen.
Okay, very cool. So I am just doing regular tracing. This is just system.diagnostics.trace. Nothing fancy about this. This is the same tracing we've used in ASP.NET since the very beginning.
Yes.
And you plug in trace listeners. Usually I do things like ELMA, or I make a text trace listener. Is there an Azure trace listener?
Yes. So the beauty is that it's registered on the Azure side. You don't need to change anything to your own web config. It's registered in machine config on the machine where the code runs.
Ah.
So by default, the tracing is off. But if you turn it on, you start getting this feature.
Oh, this is cool. So then I don't have to change my web config or do anything.
That's right.
And I'm used to my configuration options in ASP.NET kind of cascading. There's machine-wide and application host.
Yes.
Azure is going to override web config.
Yes.
Using my config settings. Okay. So here I've got sample error, sample warning, and sample info. This is the website over here. And I'll just hit refresh a few times and take a look at that. And then if I go into the dashboard for that and scroll down a little bit, over here in the corner, we've got that deployment user. And it says deployment slash FTP. It's the same user I used for Git. That
yes,
I get the log
except
files
for Git, it would simply be Scott. Mm-hmm. For FTP, we use the
domain name and Scott.
Yes.
Okay, and I've got choices on FTP or FTPS, and I can just go and say slash log files. Okay, so we'll go ahead and we'll put that into the clipboard, and I'm going to go over to FileZilla. This is my file FTP of choice, and we'll go and connect. There we go, and it came in. This is from GitHub slash Scott. So we've got slash log files and slash Git. So this is kind of that Git repository. This is Kudu, actually.
Yes,
this is Kudu artifacts.
That's right. Git is stuff that is produced at the time you Git push and use other Kudu features.
Okay.
Application log is in application.
All right. So then here is a text file. Now, I wonder if I went, it looks like it's about 2K here. If I just go and hit refresh a couple of times. I'm just kind of trying to generate some log.
And hit F5 here as well.
And come back over here. Can I refresh that?
Yes.
Oh, so it's bigger now. It's
3K.
All right, so let's open that up. I'm just going to right-click and say View Edit and discard any text files I have locally. And that's got the process ID. And here we go. There's all that info warning that I've got right there.
Right.
So I could put any logging I've already got, any existing apps that have logging. It's all going to show up there.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And I know that I can go into Azure Websites Configure, and this is where I turn this on and off. Down here, past deployments, I can turn it on and off. That FTP option, that's the file system. I'm really accessing text files off the file system.
By default, it would be off. You had to turn it on, actually as a byproduct of trying the streaming, but it is off by default.
So then I've got logging level, so then I can change it to verbose, change it to information, whatever level that I want. And then I can also put it in Azure Storage.
Yes.
I assume that would be for really large sites where I'm putting out megabytes of
Yes,
of
and storage is kind of interesting because currently when you do storage, it actually goes in an Azure table.
Mm-hmm.
We're also working on making it available to go in a blob.
Mm.
And blob is particularly interesting if you want to do Hadoop-like analysis. If you get a lot of blobs for a very big site, that can plug into Hadoop very well.
And I can do also web server logging. Let's turn that on. So I could say I want web server logging, maybe detailed error messages, lots of things that could potentially go wrong.
Yes.
So I just switched to verbose. Hit save, and now is this going to restart my site, or are we just modifying the?
I believe if you just change the logging level, it won't restart your site.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other options that you tweak
probably
may restart the site because they affect RIS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose if I change some big thing like turning system-wide error tracing on, it might restart. So let me hit this a few times and go back over here and do an F5. Now, interesting, I turned on web server tracing and suddenly a new folder appeared.
Right, these are the HTTP logs.
Okay, and I've got those raw logs.
Yes, so if you ever use the IIS, this is the standard stuff that you use to seeing.
And this is a regular IIS log, standard format.
Exactly.
And I could use Log Lizard or Log Parser to deal with that. And then going back over here, it looks like I've got two now. There's my newer, so it looks like it kind of chunks those.
Yes, it doesn't grow indefinitely.
All right. And then I've got all sorts of information. Oh, and look, I've even got information from some other assemblies I turned on verbose.
Yes, and you did something that restarted the site. So it rerun like the start sequence for the site, which is probably where this came from.
Very cool. All right. So I've got all the capabilities that I would have expected from tracing in Azure. I can go to storage, I can go to text files, I can go to Azure tables.
Yes.
Very cool. It's Azure Friday. Thank you.